Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from American Pacific Mining, traded on the CSE under the symbol USGD and on the OTCQB under the symbol USGDF. We are chatting with the CEO, Warwick Smith. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, American Pacific Mining has a number of different projects, a couple projects that have exploration programs ongoing right now. First, there is the Madison Copper Gold Project. This is in Montana. This project is under an earn-in joint venture agreement with Kennecott Exploration, which is part of the Rio Tinto group, and the Kennecott can spend $30 million U.S. to earn up to 70% of this Madison project. The company also has the Gooseberry Gold and Silver Project and the Tuscarora Gold Projects. Both of these are in Nevada. Now, Warwick, before we get into some of the, I guess, recent news that's come out of the company, let's talk about what the stock has seen in terms of trading this year. The stock bottomed in May of this year, right around 13, 14 cents. Since that time, it's gone up almost 10 times. Look, this is even on the back of news that has consistently come out, but look, you guys have clearly bucked the trend in terms of other exploration and early stage resource companies. I understand that you're ranked as one of the top CSE listed companies for that whole exchange. Warwick, give us just a little rundown. What's happened in these last about 7 months that has really driven the stock to new all-time highs?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Happy to jump in and talk a bit about that. Look, we picked up the Madison project right about when COVID hit, right after the PDAC at that time. And the company ran up, had about a $50 million market cap. We paid all stock for that transaction. So we purchased the asset and the partnership with Rio Tinto for $2.4 million worth of stock. For that transaction, S&P Global Platts nominated us for Deal of the Year at their Global Mining Awards. Now we came in second. We were the runner-up, but we were the runner-up to Cleveland Cliffs, who did $2-3 billion transactions. So we were certainly in good company. What happened there? We raised money, and that financing came free trading. Guys were up sort of 4 to 5 times their money, and then the stock that we paid for the transaction came free trading as well. So on the stock chart, you'll see there's sort of this 7 to 8 months of like this long base where the company was around a $10 million market cap. During that time, we kind of knew that we needed a good strategic to stand next to us and help us tell the story and basically say, like, listen to these guys, what they're saying is correct. We found that Michael Gentile, he's been a tremendous shareholder for us, came in, put money into the company, became a 19.9% shareholder, and then advocated for us, opened a lot of doors. And that's really the precipice for change. The company during that time, the company's gone from a $10 million market cap. It was as high as a $156 million market cap today. You know, when you look at, and you're exactly right, we've definitely bucked the trend. As about a month ago, I saw the stat that mining companies that have over a $100 million market cap and a minimum of $5 million in cash, 46%, so almost half of them, were within 10% of their all-time low. And only 3% of them were within their 10% of their all-time high. And we're at our all-time high today. So we've certainly bucked the trend on that. And then in terms of the CSE, there's 867 companies that are listed on the CSE through all different, there's tech, biotech, mining, et cetera. Of all of the companies, we're ranked 18th for percentage gains. So in the top 2% of all the companies listed. So we've really bucked the trend. That's been great. So, you know, the longer the base, the higher the space. We had room to move. Rio's done excellent work out at Madison. We're really, really pleased with them as a partner. We're drilling at Gooseberry as we speak. We transacted to pick up that extra ground at Tuscarora. As soon as we're done with drilling at Gooseberry, that drill moves to Tuscarora. We're going to drill there. We picked up that Red Hill project. We've been busy. And the other thing that I'll say is before Michael Gentile got involved, Eric and I did over 1,000 Zoom calls. Getting out, doing conferences, talking to investors, making ourselves very active and out there telling the story, aggressively working it. And, truthfully looking at each other and during that pandemic and during some of those calls going, you know, when's it going to click? When's it going to go? And they, you know, we're thankful that we've made it here today and things are going so well.
All right. Well, then let's focus on what's coming and even what's being done in terms of exploration. Let's start with the recent November 4th news release. This outlined the commencement of drilling at the Gooseberry Silver Project in Nevada. I understand the program is between 3,500 to 4,000 meters, about 15 holes. Take us through what's being tested here at the Gooseberry Project.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a project that we've had for a couple of years, and Eric, who's my business partner and president of American Pacific, picking me for a couple of years to get out and drill this. He's been incredibly excited about it. Fast producing silver gold mine right off the highway, just about 45 minutes outside of Reno, Nevada. Hasn't been touched since 1994. It hasn't been in production, hard rock production, since 1991. They had ore left ahead of them, what they referred to as reserves at the time, which we won't refer to as reserves now, but they certainly made for compelling drill targets, and it's incredibly high grade. So drill is turning as we speak. I know they were down about 300 feet on that first hole. We're hoping to encounter the vein around 530 feet. So we're drilling away. Really, really excited to get news out there. It's a project that we love and think that, again, you know, we focused on high-grade assets in the Western U.S. that can become the desire of majors. We believe strongly that Gooseberry is all of that. And we're excited to see what results we get there.
One more quick follow-up then. When it comes to budget, what is the budget for this program?
So we'll spend about $1.5 million Canadian at Gooseberry, roughly, maybe slightly more as we're drilling all core. Then we'll move that drill over to Tuscarora. We'll spend about $1.5 million Canadian there as well. We've got about $6 million in cash, fully diluted. We got about $8 million in cash. So we're in a good, strong financial position.
Well, Warwick, as you mentioned, you're going to be moving the drill bit from Gooseberry to Tuscarora. Let's talk a little bit about some of the surface work you did there, because you did have some pretty enticing grab samples there. Are there any targets that, in specific, that you're going to be looking at Tuscarora, and how did all that groundwork that you did inform the drill campaign to come?
Oh, yeah. we're very excited about it. Tuscarora was actually the asset that we started American Pacific with back in 2018. I'll refer to it this way. We've just picked up more ground there. We'll refer to that as the north side of the fence, as they're the claims up to the north of us. We had the south side of the fence. There was some great hits there before, you know, a meter and a half of 300 grams per ton gold, 3 meters of 150 grams per ton gold, lots of 50 gram hits. So there was lots of good hits on the south side of the fence. Up above us to the north was an area that was in production in the late 1800s, real picks and shovels type production, estimated around 500,000 ounces of gold and 7.5 million ounces of silver. Up to the north, the veins poke out at surface. The claims that we owned before are under gravel cover, 0 to 200 feet of gravel. So you're targeting with your geophysics and what have you. We've had some great drill hits there. We have a lot of data down there. But now that we've been able to pick up these claims to the north, the grades at surface are spectacular. You know, they did 135 samples up to the north. 11 of those samples over six different veins, so not from one particular area, but over six different veins. 11 of those samples were over 100 grams per ton gold. I think the highest grade one was 21,000 grams per ton gold and 38,000 gram per ton silver. There was additional hits of like 2,800 grams per ton gold. There's some really, really splashy grades up there. We're really excited to get in and drill that. What's happening at the moment is basically taking all of the data that we had on the south side of the fence and merging that and putting it together with the veins on the north side of the fence. The veins run together, but you got to, you know, when you're going to go in and target these things, you got to get them into a 3D space. You got to make sure that you're ready to go before you file your notice of intent and bring the drill over there. That's the work that we're doing at the moment. The targets look juicy. We're excited to get out and drill them.
Yeah, Warwick, it's almost amazing how high the grades are. They're almost eye-popping bonanza grades. I mean, they are eye-popping bonanza grades. There's no almost about it. But there's also some fairly high silver grades. As you mentioned, 38,820 grams per ton silver on that sample, or the 21,000 grams per ton gold that you released on September 16th. It almost makes people do a double take when they see those. And a lot of people forget that Nevada is also known for silver. So it's nice that you have the balance between the gold and the silver, but you got a couple targets outlined in that release, the grand prize, the Argenta, I guess the Modoc. Young American, and then a couple that aren't even named yet because they're so new. Is there one that's the favorite that you're excited to see the drills get to?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I'll just say this. Yeah, Nevada is actually known as the Silver State. I mean, there's lots of good silver companies out in Nevada. On the north side of the fence where the veins pop up at surface, that's the high silver zone, whereas the south side that we had previously is the low silver zone. There were numerous of those samples that were over 10,000 grams per ton silver. So there's really, really high-grade silver out there. I'm not going to pick a favorite target at the moment because there are numerous targets that we want to go after, and I'm going to let Eric speak to that when he's ready. Suffice it to say, we're in the data room. We're putting it all together and picking and selecting our best targets, and we'll be in drilling them before Christmas. So we'll be excited to tell the market when we're ready exactly which ones we're going to drill first.
Perfect. We'll have you back on the show to dive a bit more into those targets when you do have them fully isolated. Let's also talk about the November 8th news release. It's a broad project update from the Madison Project, and it also released some rock chip samples. Now, again, this project under JV with Rio Tinto, where they can earn up to 70% of the project. What's the work that's going on here when it comes to the sampling results moving forward?
Yeah, they've done a great job. I mean, working with Rio has been, I think we had concerns about it being a bit of a David Goliath type situation. Obviously, Rio Tinto is the second largest mining company in the world. And in particular, at that time, we were quite small. And even now, comparatively, are a small company compared to them. But they've been tremendous to work with. Really great on news flow, great communicators. Yeah, they've done exceptional work, which won't surprise people. Maybe the exceptional communicator part may. They've been fantastic partners. So that's first and foremost. They've done some great work out there. They finished their drill program for the year. We're waiting on drill results from them. We're excited to get those and get those out. We've just put out some sampling and trenching that they did. That basically shows just broad dissemination across the entire project. You know, the sampling covers 13 square kilometers. So the project's a really good size. It's a skarn at surface with a porphyry underneath. Often these skarns don't pop out at surface. So the fact that we're seeing, you know, good low grade areas, that they're giving them the opportunity to go and target for next year's drilling. They also ran a mag survey this year, one of these drone mag surveys where the drone stays 25 feet above the topography. We're excited to get that data. And when we do, we'll get that out to the market as well, because I think that's going to help a lot with targeting going forward also. So there's a significant amount of work going on up there as well. The nice part with that is, Rio fits the bill at this moment. So we get a bunch of great work from them without having to pay for the exploration ourselves. So that's been a busy ongoing project. And then now, you know, drilling over at Gooseberry as well, and then drilling at Tuscarora, the 200% owned projects. There's certainly a lot going on.
Well, Warwick, on just focusing on the Madison a little bit longer, it's exciting to have a large JV partner like Rio Tinto involved. And to your point, sometimes they're rather quiet about these projects when they're working on it, but it's nice that they've been engaged. And sometimes they slow walk projects that are not core to them. But in this case, they are drilling, they are working on it. You've got a nice balance between both the copper and the gold, but I would say that really there's probably more interest in this one from the copper. But do you think that the value will be the copper on this project? I know you're waiting on the drill results, or do you think that it'll be a gold project with a copper credit? How do you see it?
I'll give you the straight, honest answer. Unsure. To date, they've had some spectacular gold hits and spectacular copper hits. It's definitely, you know, a gold copper rich skarn. I'll throw some numbers. Last year's highest drill hole was a meter and a half of 69 grams per ton gold. Previously, they've drilled up to 61 meters of 7% copper. So there's hits on both sides. It's hard to say at this moment what's, you know, predominant. When we start looking at some of the 3D modeling that we've done, the gold shells hold together well, and so does the copper shell as well. But we'll see as it builds out what they're seeing, and what excites us is the opportunity for this skarn to get bigger. I think, again, one of the concerns when we got into it was they were going to be porphyry or bust. That hasn't been the case at all. They've shown real interest in the skarn, both in the gold and copper. So as they drill forward and push this project, we'll get a feeling for, you know, what's going to be the predominant metal as we drive ahead. Sorry, I don't mean that to be a non-answer answer. That's just that's just where we are today. Is they're getting hits on both sides, which is compelling.
Hey, very honest, and you know what? That's a good sign, right? So You guys just need to do a little bit more work to filter down what is going to be, I guess, the main priority. Just summarize then for us here, Warwick, in terms of what the news flow is going to be. We covered a lot of different projects here. Also covered the fact that the stock has gone on just a massive run. What's the news flow for the rest of this year, even into next year, please?
Yeah, significant news coming out of Gooseberry in terms of drill results. If we get if we feel we're getting success there, we'll bring in a second drill, which we hope to do. We'll wait till we start seeing some of the core coming back, and if we like the look of it, then we'll bring in a second drill to speed up the process there. That drill will then move over to Tuscarora. We'll drill there. In advance of drilling, we'll probably announce some more sampling. We'll announce notice of intents. Once we receive our permit, we'll announce that. Madison, we hope to announce some geophysics, some mag, the drill holes that are coming out of there. So there's a significant amount of news flow, you know, from here, and in particular in the short term, you know, but long term we'll be addressing all three of these projects, plus the Red Hill project we have. We're going to bring in a partnership on there and have the guys go out and drill that, similar to the way that we're working with Rio. We hope to get a transaction done there as well. So there's certainly an awful lot going on. You know, I mentioned earlier, we focus on high grade assets in the Western U.S. that can be the desire of majors. We feel that we have four of those at the moment, and that gives us an awful lot of news flow.
It sure does. Well, Warwick, I appreciate the update. We're going to get you back on a bit more regularly here, because it sounds like there is a lot of news that is going to be continuing to come out of the company. So, Warwick, keep us up to date on future news. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those answered for you. Warwick, thanks again for your time, buddy. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you, gentlemen.